But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Hour 3, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Have a detailed breakdown of Deion Sanders, the coach. And I want to know, if this sells you. Maybe you've so far been anti-Deion. You know, we see in the text, we see on Twitter, a lot of people, you know, match that description. I'm not judging. I would just say, you know, suspend your thoughts right now and just, you know, listen to what we have here for you. Now, we're going to start with Troy Aikman, who went on his weekly radio show and discussed a number of Cowboys type of segments and discussions. And he said, I wouldn't bet against him. I would absolutely never bet against Deion Sanders. Okay, I would say if I was vetting a head coach, I would trust Troy Aikman to give me, a strong opinion, a well-thought-out answer. And, I would take it under heavy consideration, not just because he's an all-time Cowboy great, but, you know, he works in the NFL. I think he spends a considerable amount of time networking and thinking about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He's okay. So let me jump down to hear some of the meat of, he says, I think you'd relate exceptionally well in the locker room. It's amazing for someone who's as far removed from having played the game that the reverence these current players have for his career. It's pretty remarkable. It says a lot for him, so I think he'd be fantastic no matter where he is. You know, he said Cowboys or another team picks him up. So that's just from Deion, you know, or from Troy Aikman on Deion. Gets a big thumbs up, you know, and I would imagine that would hold weight. Like, if you have a very strong anti-Deion opinion, and, you know, it's understandable, especially in the sports media world, it is, what do you love, what do you hate? You know, strong opinions are the currency of the day, and it's fun to have as strong of an opinion as possible. But did you play with Deion? You know, do you know Deion? Do you go around the NFL talking to people about, you know, Colorado football or Jackson State football or the idea of Deion Sanders as a head coach with other decision makers, with other great players, people that are around the league more than you? You know, so I would just include that Troy Aikman piece in there. And I'd be curious, what you think of that idea. Okay. And then we go to the Twitter account of John Jacques Taylor, longtime sports reporter here, variety of roles, morning news, ESPN Dallas.
Wrote a book about Deion Sanders. Yeah.
He tweets, you've heard so much about Deion the personality. Let me tell you a few things about Deion the coach. Old school CEO coach, gives his coordinators the authority to do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. I like that.
As long as you're identifying the right guys, of course, that is what you want.
Yeah, and he identified, Mike Zimmer. Yeah. I assume Zimmer would be on Deion's staff. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I think that'd be a safe assumption after, Zim spent time with him at both of his collegiate stops. Deion's the ultimate culture changer because his personality is strong and his self-confidence is immense. Surrounds himself with coaches and staff who are loyal. His inner circle leaks nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't care one way or the other about that. A stickler for punctuality. You want toughness. You want accountability, right? We don't want, I think when it comes to Twitter or text, the words clown and circus are probably two of the most used descriptive terms by people that don't like the idea of Deion Sanders as a head coach. Stickler for punctuality.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. The team meeting starts when he arrives, and like former NFL coach Tom Coughlin, he often arrives 5 to 10 minutes early. If you're not seated when he arrives, you're late and kicked out of the meeting.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't get like a Zeke situation from this year.
No,
if that's how it's going to be,
you know, and I don't know how that would be reconciled between what Jerry Jones and what Deion, you know, wants, but at least this would be Sanders' approach to it. Detail oriented, sees everything. Players wearing the wrong colored socks are kicked out of practice and told to change. He doesn't allow earrings or phones in the building.
Yeah,
in the building. Leave them in the car.
We're focusing on football here.
I don't know what earrings have to do with it, you know, but, you know, that is one of his things. He's an old school guy. Doesn't curse, but he is confrontational. Take it or leave those. I think he can be confrontational or unconfrontational, succeed as long as you're genuine and a good communicator.
Mm-hmm.
He lacks patience, so he moves on quickly once he's decided a coach can't handle a job. That leads to staff turnover and pressure to produce.
Yes.
Okay, so that's another kind of accountability. I think I like that, although you don't want to be turning it over too much.
He had three coaches. Like he had a defensive coordinator that left and took a job at Auburn. That, you know, it was a rough year. That first year that they had a lot of problems. His offensive coordinator left to take a job at San Diego State. It was a head coaching job, but he quit to go do that. And he ended up getting – but, yeah, he doesn't have a lot of patience for that. Like I say, Pat Shurmur's done a really nice job of stepping in and giving him some stability with the offense.
Okay, he has an affinity for players who chase greatness through their training and practice habits, and he will teach them to maximize their potential. You know, I think all coaches like great players, but if you can especially relate to great players and help them reach their highest level, don't sell themselves short because of, you know, the fact that they're an 8 out of 10 already. Let's push to be the best possible version of yourself. Number 9, he prefers an offensive scheme that throws the ball, which is why he asked the late Mike Leach for OC recommendations at Jackson State. I like that.
Love it.
You do a lot worse than, you know, trying to implement some of the, you know, Mike Leach style of offense there with what you do. And then, you know, number 10, we've talked about it already. He's an effective communicator because he is straightforward. You know, we've talked a lot about what Deion can do for the digital brand, what he can do for the bottom line for Jerry Jones, and why we believe that might make him a candidate that stands out to Jerry Jones. Yesterday, the report from Ed Werder that Jerry is enamored with him. But I wanted to include a lot of those football things because I don't know if there's been a lot of reporting about that. But overall, after reading that post, again, from Jean-Jacques Taylor, you can find it yourself on Twitter, I found myself to be more optimistic about the idea of Deion in an NFL building, coaching, leading men, building a culture, finding the right scheme, finding the right coaches. That, you know, bumped him up a decent amount in my book. How about you guys?
I mean, I was pretty pumped when I first heard the story that they were actually talking to Deion. Now, he technically hasn't gotten an interview yet, but I mean, you take over a team that was 1-11. You take them to 4-8.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
9-4. You're competing for a conference championship game.
You should have had a winning record his first year. They gave away some games.
They did.
They absolutely gave away a couple of games.
And it was a bad team, and he got out all the bad eggs. I mean, you talk about some of the people he's going to bring over with him.
Yeah.
That also excites me. Yeah. I think that there's been way too much comfort for a long time in that building. And while, hey, I'm never going to be like, dude, you should lose your job, whatever, XYZ. But I think change is exactly what this organization needs. And there might not be a candidate who's going to bring about more change than Deion Sanders. And I also think he is the type of personality that does understand Jerry and has a good enough relationship with him, but also is going to demand the respect and accountability from his players. It seems like everybody who's played for Deion for the most part and has been successful is praised Deion. I think Micah would be super pumped. I think CeeDee Lamb would be very excited. I would imagine they'd be excited at the idea of playing for a guy like Deion. Will it work? I don't know. We don't know if Ben Johnson's going to work. He might be an outstanding coordinator play caller, but fail as a head coach. It's all a gamble. We all kind of laughed when Dan Campbell was hired and he's biting off kneecaps like, I don't know if that's going to work. Now we're all kind of looking for our next Dan Campbell as head coach. So it's an inexact science here, but that dude and what he can bring when you've had 30 years of much of the same, maybe to shake some things up a little bit, that's needed. That's needed in a bad, bad way here.
Yeah, you know, I think getting a coach that can hold the players highly accountable, but at the same time command a ton of respect. It's easy to hold people accountable if you just want to be a Richard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to be a total pain in their ass, anybody can pull that off, you know. But can you also connect with them and inspire them? And I think Deion could. 817, if Deion is a candidate, are the Cowboys going to possibly trade up to get his son? They are a package deal, right? Well, I think the important thing there is there's no way for it to be a package deal for Deion right now. You know, there's not a path to coaching his son that we can see unless it's with the Raiders, you know, but that's not, you know, right now. So if I'm Deion and I want to go to the NFL, there's a chance I could coach my son, right? But I don't know who's going to end up taking him. If that all falls in place between now and a theoretical or a hypothetical offer to coach, I would imagine Deion would turn that down to go somewhere that he could coach his son, whether that's, you know, I guess the only option right now would be Oakland or Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's the only one that would be with a head coach vacancy and some realm of possibility picking within the top 10 that you could conceivably make it happen for the quarterback there. But that's a lot of stuff that you don't know is going to happen until it happens. Because Deion becomes the head coach of the Raiders, you don't know what's going to happen with Shador necessarily, if that were the case. It seems like, given the options and there's not a direct path to coaching his son, the Cowboys would be the sort of the exception or the outlier of like, yeah, in general, yes, I would prefer to be coaching my son, but there's not a path to it, and the star means something.
I think the trade-up scenario would just be so unlikely because of Dak's contract. You know, I don't think you're going to give up additional draft assets to go get a quarterback that might be sitting on the bench and, you know, developing for the next 2 to 3 years. Maybe if a Patrick Mahomes situation developed where, for whatever reason, NFL teams are just not taking the guy, and now you're sitting there at 12 and he's still on the board, you know, that could happen. Or in an Archie Manning situation where Deion just says, I'm not going to let Shador play for anybody but the Cowboys. I think those would be the only two scenarios in which it would be a, you know, a package deal. But I think you'd have to get, you know, Deion to accept the job with a fair amount of ambiguity of where Shador is going. Okay, what else do we have here at 877-881-1053? The 785 says, I just flat out prefer Sanders. Yeah, and I can't blame you for that. I think it's a very credible choice if you're just evaluating and think which coach would do the best job for the Cowboys. If you go to Deion, that's not a bit or a shtick at all. Maybe it would have been before he started his collegiate career. But at this point, he has at least checked the boxes of I can lead men, I can lead a program, I can improve a football team and build a coaching staff. And I think one of the biggest things with guys going from college to the NFL is a lot of them never played in the NFL. They haven't been in an NFL building for any substantial amount of time with any, you know, real responsibility. Deion is, not only a guy that knows how the NFL works in general, knows how the Cowboys work, obviously worked in NFL media for a long time as well. So I do think it's, a little bit different.
Yeah, I think he would be the most qualified to sort of embrace the stuff that comes with Jerry and welcome that, the limelight, all that kind of stuff, being the headline news of everything every day in the sports world, and also being able to have enough respect from Jerry and everybody else to dictate a little bit more of the team culture. So I think he would be able to juggle those things better than probably anybody else.
Okay, I did not get a lot of text feedback on that. So hopefully those that, from at least from my perspective, maybe you have very good reason for doubting Deion Sanders because of what you've been able to, experience in your own life. But I think a lot of that is just a really anti-Deion narrative, that has run strong through the DFW media, I think, for a long time. And it has been a bumpy ride at times, but I think a lot of people close the book on what they thought about Deion a long time ago. And whenever his name comes up, I think they fall back on previous, beliefs without maybe taking in new information. Now, is Jean-Jacques Taylor great friends with Deion? Did he write a book about him? Is there a relationship? Probably, but I think most people in the media right now are sending this coaching hire story through who's the person that if they get hired, I have a great source, right? And if a media member is saying, wow, this would be a great coaching candidate, or wow, this would be a really nice job. I think a lot of times it's because they know I'm taking care of this person. And if they get me the gig, then the insider information is going to flow directly to me. So, I mean, that's part of the game. And you have to decide for yourself how much credibility these. I mean, Jean-Jacques Taylor is a real journalist. You know what I'm saying?
He's been around here doing it for a long time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for that. Coming up next, time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Zachary, where are we going?
Yeah, I've got a top 10 that I don't know that I really want to do, but we're going to do it. Most memorable divisional round games of all time. 877-881-1053. What's your most memorable division round game?
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.